This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week's decline in cotton prices apparently enough to spur some additional mill demand. U.S. exporters reporting an increase in net new sales to a large number of destinations. Largest buyers of upland cotton, Pakistan, Vietnam, Turkey, and China. Export shipments continued at a record-setting pace. Combined shipments totaled 315,000 bales. That's the highest ever for this week of the marketing year. Marketing year to date exports, that's the total since the 1st of August, have reached 3.67 million running bales. That's over a million bales ahead of last year's shipping pace and a record high for the 14th week of the marketing year. Now, the World Ag Supply Demand Estimate Report and crop production reports from USDA did shock traders and analysts. Despite the ice storms and multiple hurricanes battering an open and unharvested crop, USDA's crop production figure for cotton increased nearly 50,000 bales. The highest published analyst estimate was 17 million bales. So USDA, with their number, exceeded all expectations. Learn more online at pcca.com. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.